is Calculated Conversation with David and Ken. The show is not live today. It has been pre-recorded. So stay tuned for that after these short promos.
KBOO Community Radio is hiring a public affairs director to manage public affairs programming, ensuring that it is of the highest quality and consistent with the KBOO programming charter. For this 32 hours position, we are looking for someone with production experience, experience in community radio, who has communication and training skills, and the ability to work independently in a fast-paced work environment. KBOO Community Radio is an equal opportunity and affirmative action employer. Women and people of color are encouraged to apply. Deadline to apply is Friday, October 25th at 5 p.m. More information can be found at kboo.fm/PADHire2019.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the 10 Spiders 30 EP release party on Saturday, October 10th at 8 p.m. at the White Eagle Saloon in Portland. 10 Spiders play bluesy roots rock and will be releasing their 3rd EP that night. They'll be playing with Eco Check, an indie alt rock band, and Flying Caravan, who plays psych folk. Again, that's the 10 Spiders 3rd EP release party on Saturday, October 10th at 8 p.m. at the White Eagle Saloon, 836 North Russell Street in Portland. This is a 21 and over event. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Yo, man, it's a lot of brothers out there flaking and perpetrating, but scared to kick reality.
Man, you've been doing all this dope producing. You ain't had a chance to show them what time it is.
So what you want me to do?
Spread yourself.
What up, what up? It's Calculated Conversation, and yeah. We back. I'm your host, David, and your host, Ken Jones, is in the building.
I have made it live and direct, feeling healthy.
We might be a little bit looser because we outside the studio. But nevertheless, you know, we still will keep the same great content and depth that you're used to.
Righteous.
You know, so, yeah, what's up with you, bro?
Not too much. It's a nice Sunday. Nice fall Sunday.
Yeah.
I enjoy the color change. I know this is going to be a whole diversion from what we normally talk about, but when the seasons change and them leaves start getting that yellow and red, that's a calming vibe. It's the earth tones, right?
Right.
Get back to that, and I just feel like that's a whole ass vibe in itself.
Yeah. When it's those two colors that make you happy to be alive. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it's about change.
Like, I'm here at this time, this is real. You know, when leaves falling and leaves is hitting the ground, you know, and they dropping through the air, I'm like, okay, I'm still alive out here. I'm still alive. Things is moving around.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So this is truly a blessing. It's truly a blessing, man.
That's what I said. What's your last few days been like? We at the end of the weekend. So what's your weekend been like?
Oh, it's been cool. Just, you know, just busy as usual. Never really get a real break, but... man, I had a chance to support some super dope events this weekend, bro. Even on Friday, I started with, have you ever heard of, I think Dine, a brand called Dine at all? It was like an entrepreneur panel over at Division Heights.
Okay.
You know what that is?
Yeah.
And they had a panel up there with, like, you know, like some really creative, successful entrepreneurs, you know. Yeah, there's a lot of insight going on. So I went and listened to that, and I heard so many jewels being dropped. And, you know, it's typically like a fashion industry sort of awareness type of thing.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Because Dine is a huge fashion company. I believe it's called Dine.
And when you're saying that, spell what is the spelling?
I think it's D-Y-N-E.
Okay.
I believe, you know.
Okay.
And, yeah, they had the most... They had the best quality products I think I've ever seen in my life.
Oh,
man. Yeah, they had some crazy stuff, bro. So anyway, I went through there and, you know, took a little break and went to talk to them and or listen to them talk and you know, learn some jewels, man.
Hey, that's what's up.
Yeah, it was pretty dope. And yesterday, I was blessed to be able to be invited to this lunch, this banquet at the Embassy Suites yesterday.
Okay.
It was kind of a fundraiser for a nonprofit called ARMS, A-R-M-S. Mm. And I know that A is for abuse, and I can't remember what the R was for, you know, but, you know, it's like ministry, I think services or something. We'll have to look it up.
Okay.
So don't quote me on that, y'all, if you're listening now. But it was crazy, man. I mean, I was invited due to a listener that supports Calculated Conversation, you know, and my other podcast, Stack in Black.
Hey.
And, she hear us talk about community a lot, people a lot, you know, and I think she wanted me to have access to another aspect of it, you know, mm-hmm. and other issues that we probably don't talk about as much,
right?
Which
right.
is like domestic violence and right. abuse. And it's crazy because they actually have a program. They've been up since, I think, 97 she started that.
Yo.
You know, and they were doing a fundraiser, like $100,000 what they were trying to raise. Okay. And it was basically like a bunch of professionals, big wigs, people with money, millionaires, and the place was packed. The banquet was exquisite, you know, like,
yeah, I saw the little fancy plate.
Yeah, baked chicken and like I'm a little love handle, man, so I was trying to take my time with it. I was like, okay, I don't want them to think I'm eating too much too fast. They looking at me. But yeah, no, it was dope, bro. It was a blessing, you know, and I learned a lot, you know, and so definitely makes me take more serious and think about the impact of domestic violence and abuse, you know. Mm. And apparently, you know, domestic violence isn't always physical.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean? Oh, yeah. And they went even deeper into the emotional aspect of it and the verbal aspect of it, which I think a lot of people may not realize, right. because they think that, well, if I didn't hit you, then I didn't hurt you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And so I was, you know, that brought, you know, some stuff to my attention, and, you know, and I was like, oh man, that's deep, you know. So I'm glad she invited me, because now, like, I want to talk more about that in the future and even bring on, like, you know, domestic violence, you know, maybe some survivors and some professionals, and, right. you know, because that's probably pretty important, because they talk about how, like, it shapes, you know, like the whole tone of the family, the kids, hey. And everything. Like, these dudes was telling me, I mean, not telling me, but they were saying that, well, yeah, I learned it from my parents. You yeah. know, I thought that was okay. You know what I'm saying? And then it goes deeper. And then you hear these stories of, you know, these ladies. And then I heard the story of the actual abuser. And that was even more powerful.
Yeah, that was
powerful. And they helped him get out of that.
Right, that combo right there, when you mentioned that earlier, where they're bringing the abuser in too, mm-hmm. and working with them, that's something to heard
yeah.
of.
Yeah, it was. It was crazy. I was like, oh, wow. It was deep. So you heard from two people that have been abused, and you hear from an abuser. And he had to break down his story and his shame and what he did and what he'd been through and how he got to this point and how he got out of it.
Right.
You know, how this program helped him pretty much change and refocus his whole life. And now he's happily married and he loves his wife and the energy's great. They're healthy.
Right.
Like, the program really right. did something special for him, man. I was like, wow. I was in disbelief, man. I was like, dang, I'm glad I came. I could barely keep my eyes open. I was like, I hope they didn't see me sleep.
Hey.
But I had my Robert De Niro's on yesterday, so they couldn't see my
I'm really hearing shot. I didn't even catch that part. We didn't talk about that off air. So that's like, but you talking about him and his story.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Kind of that full circle.
Yeah, it was crazy.
That's a yikes.
Yeah, it was crazy, man. I was in disbelief, bro. And I was like, man, there's so much we don't know.
Yeah, no.
So that's why this show is so important, because, I mean, there's so many conversations that we have to have, and so many aspects of human existence that we don't really know because we don't experience them, really. You know what I mean?
Hey.
and then, like, looking at the impact of things like that and what it does to kids and what it does to children, like, it kind of enforces or reinforces, you know, why Calculated Conversation is important, why these groups are important, why these conversations got to take place, and why we got to figure out how to repair and fix these issues.
Right.
You know, so, man, I was blown away, bro.
And that's definitely something we want to make sure to touch on and expand on, maybe do like a lead-in program episode, kind of, you know, bring it up, give the surface level, kind of give some stats and stuff, make sure we got the right information, and then bring the professionals in.
Yeah, yeah.
Try to really expand on that.
Yeah, because we're not the professionals.
No, nah, not at all. No. So I think that's something we definitely want to be able to touch on and jump into. Man, that was heavy.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't know, here's the thing. I didn't know where I was even going. I didn't know what this was about. I didn't know anything. It's like, it's one of them things where it's like, you get an invitation and it's Saturday at 6:30 and you really don't have the time for that. You know, and again, had I left it up to me, I wouldn't have went. I would have went to sleep somewhere and rested, man. But it was a universe call, an energy call, and they're like, yeah, listen, you've been invited for a reason. Your best bet to go down and see what's going on. Right. And so, like, following those vibes and, you know, being loyal to that, those messages that I get is what's helping me, like, expand my mind. It's helping me become a better man and more aware of what's going on around me.
Right.
It's so easy to say, no, I can't make it. I'm too busy.
Right.
Which I am. But it's like, for things like that, it's like, you got to go see what they're about. Right. I was invited for a reason, and I need to know what that reason is for.
Right.
You know? And now I see what it is. They're expanding my awareness on people.
Right.
Which is what we're doing. And, you know, it's going to incite us to even have even more profound conversations about these kinds of issues. So we're going to try to keep touching on everything that's affecting people, you know?
See, this tells me this, that means I gotta start saying yes when my coworkers be trying to take me camping and stuff.
Yeah. Oh, you saying no? See?
I made a joint and was like, the times my coworkers then asked me out to hang outside of work, and it was like,
yeah,
a tally of 20 times I've said yes. None.
Right.
So I might need to start saying yes.
Well, I usually gauge the energy of the person that's talking to me too.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not saying yeah. Like, when dude pull up in a truck with a beanie on and a pair of slacks and a pullover or something,
and fake stash
with a fishing pole, I'm like, let's go fishing. I'm like, I'm good, man. I don't like fish. But you know, but I gauge, you know, I when people with good energy and good vibes and purpose invite you somewhere, like, it's typically for a reason.
Yeah.
Even if they don't know what it is, you know what I'm saying? They just know, like, I think he would take advantage of this, or I think that it'd be dope to have him here, you know what I'm saying?
See, and I know that's what they be throwing out, but I be trying to tell them, like, you got, you know,
I ain't even been camping yet. I'm mad about that.
I tell them all the time, like, I gotta be eased into this. We can't just go out and do a weekend of camping. Like,
right,
let's go hang out for an afternoon first, and then let's let that afternoon extend to the evening one time,
right,
and see how you guys get after dark when having drinks and so on. Because we've only been in the capacity of work, so I need to know how you guys act outside.
Yeah, especially how you, because coworkers. So the thing about coworkers, man, is when they drink, they two totally different people.
Totally.
They don't even talk to you that much at work. I mean, I haven't worked. It's been a while. Like, you know, but I remember, like, really working jobs and and seeing my coworkers out at parties, and they was, hey dude, I love you, dude, I love the way you dress at work. People that never even speak to me,
look,
they hugging me, they taking me places, they getting me chips and dip, and it's,
I went to one function maybe 4 or 5 years ago, somebody's house function, and one of the coworkers,
mm-hmm,
and I left there with too much stuff that I was like, you guys, you shouldn't be passing this over to me. Why are you offering me all of this? And I was like, after that, you guys party too hard for my
right.
Left it there.
Right.
Left it there. But anyways, I for me, this weekend been pretty basic. We did do something that's going to come out dope. I'll highlight our time yesterday we spent on our getting our brand stuff together and making sure that we're being able to give the people more of what it is we're doing on all the platforms. Making sure the brand is strong, as they say.
Right.
Doing more cross promoting. You see, in here, you got your brand on. I got your black mannequin
black
in
mannequin,
here.
Yeah.
We're representing for what it is.
Yeah, we're doing more work and, you know, doing more writing and more planning, more studying, you know,
more
analyzing. You know, we love the show. We think it's great. You know, we definitely want to expand on it, you know, and find other ways to reach out, you know, to more people and have more experiences and create more conversation and more awareness, you know. So we got a good thing. I mean, people typically, you know, send us amazing messages. You know, I always get, you know, words of praise in public about the shows and stuff. And, like, people love it. They don't always say stuff, you know, online, and they don't always call in, but they're listening out there, man. They enjoy that, you know, two people are being transparent and having these conversations that we typically, you know, take for granted or just don't think is necessary.
Righteous.
But, we have a purpose here.
Righteous.
People.
I think that's a good point to kind of touch on, is running through the people who do kind of get you to keep going,
mm-hmm,
even if they don't necessarily tap in on the different networks and where it's visible, being able to have them conversations and people really, really taking time out to give a spiel.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
The messages I get and bumping into people in public.
Right.
And they're like, oh, you guys talked about this. And I thought this was good because woo. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, yeah, it's hidden.
Right.
It'd be interesting, to be able to get, you know, just the dynamic. I wish it was a way to be able to see, like, who our listeners are. Right. Like, I think that would be that technology. Step it up. Let's get to that point.
Let's give a couple of shots out real quick, though. We just glad people joining the live. I see Kendall, a big Ox, Michelle Dupont, Raymond Brown.
Hey.
Lachey. Is that Shivers?
Shivers. Little Shiver.
You know her?
Yeah, that's my little relative.
Okay, yeah. Trail Goss, Vanya Lay, Octobio.
Oh, it's Tobio? See, I've been saying Tobio.
Oh, wait. Is it?
Look, we are
here. I think it's Tobio, man, but you know. But where's the A at, man? I mean, like, it's October, spelled Octobio, but he say Tobio all the time. But anyways, yeah, we just want to give a shout out to y'all. Keep watching. Feel free to type a question if you're paying attention. You know, we'd love to interact with you guys and, you know, talk about things that you think that, you know, you'd like to hear us touch on or whatever. So
righteous.
We're excited about this live thing. We're gonna try to do this every time too.
Yeah, we're gonna make this a thing.
Yeah, a thing for you.
So what's been on your mind lately, brother?
Lately?
Yeah.
You know, more than anything, man, just being grateful. You know, just thinking about, I've been having some long conversations, you know, just about you know, just about like being resilient, you know, like just how I kind of got into this, because people have been asking me lately, like, where did I find my spirituality at? You know what I mean? Okay. Like, people are like, how do you get spiritual like this? Because where you come from, they don't, a lot of people don't really embark on that, you know, in that lifestyle.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And so I had to really think back to where my spirituality came from and why it's so important. You know, and I define spirituality as just the point where I realized it was going to be bigger than me and that, you know, I was going to have to be loyal to something else, that it wasn't going to be all about me no more. And I was going to have to listen to something else. Like when I talk about, you know, the vibes or energy I get from the universe, when I know I'm supposed to do something or be somewhere.
Okay.
You know, those things is what drive me. And, you know, I don't know, man. I was just thinking, it's just the conversation has been happening about like how I even got into the clothing industry, you know, and it was 2005 when I first sold my first shirt, you know. And I guess I love telling the story because it's a story of, you know, creativity, man, and resilience, you know, and you know, effort and vision, you know, and passion, and uniqueness, you know. Right. And it's like, you know, real quick, it's like I got in 2005 was when I sold my first shirt, you know.
What was on your first shirt?
Well, I didn't make it though, you know what I'm saying? Okay. So like I didn't have my own brand until like 2010, but I was trying to get into business of selling clothes. I was trying to do something different with my life. You know, I didn't really want to be part of the norm as far as what we were doing to make a living back then. Gotcha. You know, it was kind of risky and it wasn't leading anybody to where they wanted to be in the long run. It was shortchanging everybody and making them start back over every time, you know? So I didn't really want to start over again. So I was just thinking, I just kind of remember like, I just remember the moment I lost all fear, man. The moment I became, you know, who I am, the moment that defined what was to come later, you know, the moment I decided to trust something bigger than me and what I thought and what I'm used to and what I felt, you know? And so basically like this, you know, I really started doing research, you know. I started connecting with people outside my culture in 2005 at my job, you know what I'm saying? And these people were telling me things that I hadn't really known about the internet because we weren't really online back then like that. It was 05, you know what I'm saying? So we wasn't really, it wasn't no social media, it wasn't no Facebook or none of that stuff. So people had no reason to even have an email address back then. I had one, you know, I knew about them because I went to college, you know.
Well, MySpace was popping in that era. MySpace was popping in 2005.
Yeah. I remember MySpace popping about 05. That was popping. That was popping. But everybody wouldn't know MySpace. Like they are Facebook.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and so the thing is, like, I was able to take advantage of just resources, being open minded, man. I'm just thinking about the just the power of spirituality and faith, you know, and what they were telling me, I was listening. So I started researching online. I started using the World Wide Web back when people really weren't using it like that. You know, and I started realizing, like, I can bring anything that I want to this city and sell it and be the only one with it.
Right.
Like, that was crazy. So that's kind of how people start calling me exclusive. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, oh, he always got the exclusive stuff. So that's where the name came from. Okay.
Look, origin story.
Yeah. That's where the name came from. And then DJ Chill said that. It was like, what's your name? I was like, oh, man, you know, I go by this, you know. Back then, they was calling me Day One.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Day One. And Chill was like, man, I just call him Mr. Exclusive, man, because, man, he always got the stuff. And then that just kind of stuck with me. And I was like, okay, that's tight. And everybody started
using
it.
Shout out Chill.
Shout out Chill. But anyway, so, you know, back then, that's kind of what I was looking into. I was learning, you know. I remember going to, I remember in 2005 going to the bookstore and buying a book called eBay Millionaire in 05. Mm. And I didn't read the whole book, but I read certain aspects of it, right. You know, and it was, I was trying to get the game on how to buy and sell on eBay back
then. Right.
And, you know, and I ordered a couple of things, and I was, you know, and other websites I started learning about, you know, I started learning about Craigslist, you know, because I didn't know what this stuff was.
Right.
And I started trying stuff, and then I started, you know, bringing stuff to work, and I started selling at work, you know what I'm saying? And so basically, this long story short, man, like, everything changed when I got to a point to where I was trying to buy these shirts wholesale, $10 a piece. Was it 50 of them? I forgot what it was. Or maybe it was 20 of them. But the bottom line, I was buying these shirts, man, and it cost me $1,000, right?
Okay.
So I think it was 100 of them. So it cost me that much, man. And I ended up, being scared. You know, when I finally got my check and I had $1,000 to my name, and I went to go make the order, I got really scared, you know what I'm saying? And again, it was 100 pieces and it was all I had left. And so I went to the computer on my lunch break to hit the button to make the purchase. Mm-hmm. And I didn't even know where this website was and where they even came from, right. But I kind of trusted it. It looked official, you know? And I planned on buying these shirts, man. And when it came time to do it, bro, I got too scared. So I had a normal fear of risk that everybody associates with the reason why they haven't started doing nothing special in their life yet. Right. And so I walked away from the computer. I said, nah, I'm cool. That's all I got. And so as I walk away, you know, this is my first, you know, tussle with spirituality.
Right.
When I felt like, you know, like something mentally grabbed me by my neck. And was like, and these are the words that popped in my head, bro. And I still don't know where they came from, but they changed my life. If you don't do it now, when will you do it? Mm. You know, and then I started immediately feeling guilty because I knew I wasn't gonna ever do it if I didn't do it now.
Right.
So I ran back to that computer and I hit that button, man, and put the order through. They came. You know, I mean, I sold some. I didn't really make no money. I probably end up losing money, but I created conversation on what I was doing and what I was trying to do. Right. And this opened up the doors for people to tell me other things that they would like to see.
Right.
And so then I started trying to appease people. And then this is when I started really getting into the game and I lost all fear. And so ever since then, people have seen me try numerous things and put effort in numerous movements, numerous business. Now I don't care about being risky.
Right.
And the more risky I have become, like, the more I've learned,
right,
the more wise I've come. So now it seems like I know a lot, but that's because I failed so much.
Better at measuring the risk versus the reward.
You know what I'm saying? So that's just it's a great story for anybody who's thinking about doing something, you know, who's trying to build, you know, who's a little bit nervous about the risk, you know, tap in with the spirituality, you know, whatever you believe in, whatever moves you or drives you. It don't have to be specific, but whatever you think makes you a better person, I would tap into that. I would cultivate that, and I would listen to that, and I would take those chances, you know. I mean, you got to pay to go. Even like when you go to university, you got to pay to go to school. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't come out with a good job, but you pay to learn how to do a good job in certain careers, mm-hmm. that is. And it's the same thing, you know. And I would definitely, like, if I hadn't done it at that moment, you know, I wouldn't be the man I am today, because that fearlessness has opened up the doors for everything that I've done since then and everything that I'm gonna do in the future. And it's made me such a go-getter that, like, I literally, you know, feel like I can do damn dang near anything.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And so you know, it's an amazing feeling, man. And I just hope more people, you know, separate themselves from fear, you know, and start to take a look more at what their long-term goals are and take the chances that you need to take to learn, because you have to learn.
Right.
That's the thing. You have to learn. And learning isn't always free. It isn't always easy. And it isn't always simple. And it isn't always, you know, a short time frame. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes it takes years to learn the right, you know, formula. You know, here I am, been in the clothing industry for almost 14 years now, you know, and now I feel like I know it inside and out, and I feel like people support me now with anything I do. But right. That longevity, that time, that risk is what pays off in the end, you know. And you know, and then I don't really technically have to work for a right. company, you know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
And so that's the beauty in it, man. You know, have some faith in yourself and some vision, and get risky. You know, don't be scared to fail. You know, like failure is literally I don't know who's I heard say this, but I hear a lot of people say that failure is really one of the best things that you can do, man. And I absolutely agree.
Hey,
you know, but you have to take those experiences very, very serious if you want to capitalize off of them. So, you know. Candace choking on a beer nut right now.
I was mid-chew. That peach was hitting. Hitting on what you was hitting on, the idea that...
Shout out to Faith Wilson real quick. You know, hey, she hey, watching.
Ta-ta. Shout out to OG homie.
Elizabeth Marie, Sandra Parker, Ursula R. Las Kess. I tried. Sonia. Ursula.
Auntie Gail, we got the people tab.
So yeah, we definitely appreciate y'all watching. We're gonna try to do more of this and keep it fun and interactive. So feel free to type a question. Like, would a question pop up? They just was typing.
Yeah. So I got the joint over here too. That is, if something get on there. No, nah, no questions so far. They nervous.
Okay. Don't be nervous.
With that being said, nah, just going into what you were talking about. It's the idea of doing stuff, taking that risk, right? Mm-hmm. People get failures and look at it like, oh, that was a wash.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, nah, you figured out something to not do,
right?
And that's the idea of being able to go back and assess what happened.
Right.
You know what I mean? And if you really spend some time with what's perceived as a failure, you can break that down and see what steps were taken, what can be tweaked. Because it might have just been a small tweak in there. Just something, if it got tweaked, it would hit.
Mm-hmm.
And it's being able to really sit down and have that time. You know, that's why, again, preaching the journal, right? And having a plan kind of mapped out. Some things, I believe, do just have to go with, you know, it's split second decisions. You don't always have time to sit and really analyze it.
Right.
But what you do on the back end, you've definitely got time. And I think if it's big enough, a big enough a decision, then you should have some time. Hopefully not too many life-changing things pop up and you need to give a yes or a no right there on the spot.
Right.
But I think if you have this goal in mind, right, you know what your end goal is, then most questions and things that pop up will be easier to answer.
Mm-hmm.
They'll be easier to answer because the fact that you've already thought this through, and is this going to benefit what this end goal is or not,
right?
It's the idea, and we talked about this before on here, is this having a uni goal, right? Like, you know how to do a ton of things, right? I know how to do a ton of things. But the bigger thing is understanding that my end goal, all these things tie in.
Right.
So things that are not necessarily tied in, that I'm not putting that effort and energy towards, that I'll help somebody else do that if that's what they're trying to do. But as far as what I'm going to take on and put on my plate, that's not really going to happen.
Right?
Because it has to tie into this.
Exactly.
And it's really the idea of living what years ago when I used to say, be your brand. Right. That was something I've been pushing with 2011, 2012.
A long time you've been saying that.
Yeah. You are a walking brand. Right. And so you got to take all that into account.
Mm-hmm.
And that plays out. And if you have an understanding of what that brand is, you have an understanding of who you are, then when these situations come up, you can have the confidence, even if it doesn't work. Right. Mm-hmm. Even if what you thought would pan out in a certain way doesn't end up panning out like that. That doesn't mean that you were wrong. Right.
Mm-hmm.
It just may have not been the time for that. Or again, you may need to assess what happened that could have been tweaked to make that work for you.
Right.
And that's all it is.
Right.
You know, they talk about you only talk to people like somebody, a millionaire. You can only talk to a millionaire, should only talk to a millionaire about having $1 million. Right.
Right.
Well, I'm going to take the game from people that don't also, because I can possibly learn some things that what not to do, right? Or see where other people have failed and how can I build on top of that,
right?
So it's being able to take all that information in and use it. You got to, your deductive reasoning has to be used on a regular basis,
right?
And that's continuing to nourish, continue to have these conversations, showing up to these places, doing things that are, you know, a step outside of maybe your boundaries that you've had set in place or your comfort zones that have been there. Mm-hmm. There's a joint hanging right there on the back of that door and it's set up for every time I leave this house to look at that.
Right.
Everything that you want is right there. Not a cliche it sound, but it's right there outside of that comfort zone. Then places that make you feel kind of awkward.
Yeah.
But this is the thing to always remember. If you're at a table and you're feeling awkward, you're at the table. Meaning you were supposed to be there.
Mm-hmm.
You're there.
Absolutely.
So yeah. Questioning yourself once you're sitting down is pointless.
Right, right.
You're there. Now show the people at the table why you're there.
Right.
And if you have that understanding and you've took the time to really map that out, when the time for you to open your mouth at that table,
exactly,
you can be able to give exactly what they needed to hear.
Exactly. And you already know what they need.
Right.
Because you didn't study this whole thing for your whole life. You know what
Righteous.
I mean?
Righteous.
So, yeah, I'm with that, man. I'm with that, you know, breaking it all down, studying yourself, studying what's going on around you, tapping in with yourself, like on a level so deep that you know you're in the right place.
Hey.
I ain't gonna lie, man, you know. I can't even wait to get back on Unrefined Sophisticates, because like I love doing interviews. Please ask me anything. This story is real and it's consistent and I don't need to practice it or rehearse anything, you know, put me live and like I'm passionate about this stuff. I'm ready to talk about it. Ask me anything about what I'm doing. Right. You know, I know why I'm here on that aspect. And so that makes life so much more clear and it really just keeps you, I mean, content and happy with whatever it is I have, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And so I don't really need more to be happy at this moment. Right. You know, I feel like I'm really, really tapped in with where I'm supposed to be and things are really just coming together, man. And, you know, taking a risk to understand yourself, you know, and taking a risk to, you know, listen to, you know, what's motivating you and what's bigger than you and being able to see the bigger picture and how you fit into it and then sort of organizing the strategy to make sure you get that and you reflect that in every step that you take, you know, and then the like things just start to open up for you, man. And it's, hey, let's do this, let's do that. Next, you know, you got a deal on the table that's going to change your whole life, you know, which is where I'm currently at right now. You know, I got a lot of good things under the table, man, that's working and that's, the universe is doing its job, man. And I'm not mad at all, bro. You know, and I just want to encourage people to really stay in tune with yourself and stay in tune with who you are and why you're here, you know, figure that out. It ain't easy. No. We making it sound easy. It's not easy at all. A lot of people, you know, spend time in this world and never really find out why they're here. You know, but you can work on it. You know, just pay attention to yourself. I mean, you know, even if it takes some time, there's no age limit. There's no time frame. There's no sand ticking right now. It's just whenever you figure it out is a good time.
Right.
You know, but just pay attention to yourself and pay attention to the way you feel. Pay attention to what you think and what makes you react a certain way, you know, start to build that formula for yourself so that you start to know how you're going to be in any given circumstances. So then you can manage your energy properly and you can sort of reflect the things that you actually want to reflect. And it's calculated. That's why we talking about this, man. It's calculated. You get a chance to do that, you know. So blessings to all my people out there that's striving to be better and blessings to the ones that found their calling and blessings to the ones that show people, you know, unconditional love and appreciation. But that don't mean take no stuff from nobody, because everybody tell you I cut somebody off in a minute. You know what I'm saying? And so I got no problem with that. That don't mean I'm perfect. That don't mean I don't care about you. That don't mean, oh, look, we got some stuff going on. It's, okay, we got people tapping in. Look at this. AB in the house. Tamara, oh, she's trying to get us to go camping. That's my guy, A1. That's my guy right there. Yeah, this is cool, man.
Yeah.
See, we want to be more interactive with people, man, and you know, and have you guys get a chance to catch up with us on this level, so you can kind of see the energy and see the vibes that, you know, we display when we talk about it, man. It's very, very serious.
Righteous.
You feel me?
Righteous.
You know, so thank you for everybody that's commenting, that's typing and everything. We appreciate that to the fullest.
Right.
Go ahead, bro.
Something I wanted to touch on was I feel like in the very beginning, maybe in our first few months, we hit on and we talked about just anchoring, right? And we think about the way we react to stuff, right? Mm-hmm. We probably didn't all been in a situation where somebody said something or did an action that wasn't even major, but it made us feel something, and not just negative. Sometimes it's like that simple thing is a like I love the smell of freshly pressed hair.
Oh, you too,
bro. that triggers something, right? So there's a reaction. Of course, I've never delved into why. I don't understand. Yeah. I haven't tried to look into why that does that. But then also understanding where certain things throw me off and throws my energy off in a different way, right? But then understanding anchoring. And one of the books in which I was reading on, going into that NLP, that neuro-linguistic programming or whatever, which is kind of based around the idea of kind of re-anchoring and programming as far as language goes, and understanding the effect of, you know, just changing a couple of words in a sentence changes the whole context.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Just a couple shifts. And so understanding that and understanding the effect of those. But one of the things in there was an exercise they had about helping you to draw on to emotions that you want, mm-hmm. which are typically good emotions, right? And so one of the exercises, there's two versions of it. So the first one was this idea of Pavlov's dog training, the experiment where the ringing the bell and the food and salivating dog. So with that, giving yourself a moment, right? And closing your eyes, thinking of 2 to 3 memories that you have where you felt a certain emotion that mm-hmm. you want to relive, right? Mm-hmm. So that could be happiness, just joy, just overwhelming joy, right? Mm-hmm. Or that could be a moment of ecstasy, a moment of even anger, depending on, you might be a actor and need to draw on something to make you feel sad in the moment, whatever that thing may be. But to close your eyes and process those memories,
right?
Not just the thought of it, but what did you feel? What did you smell?
Right.
What did you see around you? What were the sounds, right? And giving yourself really some time to live in that moment for a second. That might take, you know, 5-10 minutes of just with yourself. So think of it in the terms of some meditation or something, right? Given that, but then giving yourself an anchor where it might be putting your thumb and your middle finger and pressing them together while you're feeling, allowing yourself to feel what that feeling was like at that time. Now, doing that, you're creating an anchor.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do that repeatedly, you're training yourself. Now, when I put this finger, this thumb and this middle finger together, that feeling starts to come with it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're doing that on a regular, continued basis, you know, giving yourself, say that was your first 5 minutes of waking up in the morning or your last 10 minutes before going to bed at night.
Right.
And doing that, you're training your brain to be able to have an emotion almost on command.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's something that more people need to take into practice. I definitely started to kind of get that, and that coming back up in that book, because this would be my third time coming across that in 3 different arenas, right? Mm-hmm. And so understanding that our anchors, how powerful they are, right? Just why it isn't so much of what somebody said, how they said it, like what is making you feel whatever way you feel, why is that?
Mm-hmm.
And usually it's a negative one. Usually we, you know, we have a negative adverse reaction to something somebody may say, and why is that a thing? So wanting to explore into that,
right?
You know, and this might, and that, and again, that takes time, and that's going back to the journal. You know, it might be to map this out, and is that because I think we run across a lot of conversations that get that break down because of how we take something and what we've anchored this phrase to. I had somebody that the you know, on the emojis of throwing up like the okay. And that made them feel like it was dismissive by putting that. Like that to me is like, oh, got it. That's what that translates to me, but their anchor is something completely different, right?
And that's because somebody uses it, people use it like that, though, so I get it, yeah.
Right.
Same way I feel about the thumbs up.
Okay, right.
I'm like, that's man, like, no, yeah, like
cool,
if I say
cool beans, bro.
If I write you 2 paragraphs, you better not send no thumbs up. You better say something.
Said, talk to me nice.
Right.
But yeah, but understanding that and being able to really kind of take, is it really something in which they did, or is this something that has nothing to do with them being the reason why you feel some kind of way, right? And understanding that there's also the piece that we're missing. And I feel like recently I've been coming across this a lot, and I've been having to tell my friends and people I talk to, ask clarifying questions.
Yes.
Ask clarifying questions, because I get people hitting me, and, you know, even some of my homegirls hitting me about dudes they talking to and wanting to, like, what does this mean? What does this mean? And it's like, did you ask?
Right. Right.
That's a bigger part, because you may have an interpretation of that, but did you ask? Just ask first.
Yeah.
Then take it from there. And if it's something that made you feel some kind of way, maybe even address them like, okay, this is something that when this is said, or this, whatever it may be, when it's said to me, it makes me feel like this. It brings up whatever. And so I just want you to know that. So if I ever react in a way, I'm working on that, but I'm trying to address it so you know up front, rather than just being like, why is she weird? Why is he weird? Mm-hmm. Why is he being weird right now? You know what I mean? Yeah. So it's trying to take some of that into account. But clarifying questions can save a lot of back and forth. Yeah. A lot of weird, unspoken emotions can be saved with just some clarifying questions. And I think we got to get better at taking the time to do that.
Right, right. I agree, bro. Questions. I love questions, man. You know, like, it's so much information that's lodged into asking appropriate questions.
Man.
And sometimes it irritates people. You know, I understand that, because a lot of people don't even know what they're talking about. You know what I'm saying? And so when you ask them questions, it puts them in, it's like, oh, what you trying to say, man? No, I just genuinely want to know. I can't really answer until I know where we are in this conversation. I need to know not what it sounds like. I need to know what your intentions are with the conversation.
Right.
Once I gauge your intentions, I can properly, you know, come up with an answer or a response, you know, to that make more sense.
Right.
I mean, because, again, it goes back into calculated conversation, which is also a part of asking questions. It's not always talking. Sometimes it's like clarifying, so you know that when you do talk, and you're talking about this exact issue at hand.
Hey,
because if you don't ask questions and you respond, you may be talking about a totally different subject or idea.
That part.
And then the conversation gets super. Oh, you don't understand nothing. You don't get nothing. You know. And then you can get an argument off of that. And people oftentimes are arguing and really don't even know that they are talking about two different things.
Hey.
You know, that is the craziest thing to me. You got to clarify, you know, and on top of clarification, what it does, it allows you to understand that people see things different, you know, understand that intentions are different, you know, and that's also an important part of being a friend, you know, or a girlfriend or boyfriend or husband, wife, father, sister, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, really, really wanting to know and wanting to be accountable for that, you know, so that everybody is kind of at this parallel state of information,
right.
You know. So I really do believe that there will be less disagreements if just the information was parallel. Let's forget about if we like it or not. Right. Let's forget about if it sounds good. Let's make sure that it's real first. And so now we got some real ground to actually talk about. Right. We both know what the issue is, and we both see things the same way, you know? I mean, too, like, oftentimes, one thing I notice is that on social media is people really get, you know, they panties in a bunch because someone has a different opinion. Which is kind of, you know, kind of different, because, like, it really displays how we expect people to think like us, how we expect them. We assume that they know what we know, and we assume that they're going to respond the way we would respond.
Hey.
You know, and so I encourage question asking, man. Probing, you know, probing has really been one of the best tools for me to understand what's. I don't ever not ask questions, man. Like, I need to know what I'm talking about before I even say anything.
And taking into account too, where we're doing it, because I know that rubs people. Like, one of my partners, Max, actually my co-host on the pod. I'm telling him, like, you're the nosiest person I know.
Right.
Like, he be asking detailed questions, like, what'd you eat today? Right. What do you mean? What? Why are you? What was it? From where? What was it? A lot of questions, but he's building the answer to what he was trying to get, right?
Yeah.
But sometimes that rubs me the wrong way. Even having a conversation with my partner, like, why? Let me tell this story. Quit asking. But then realizing, like, no, you're trying to understand this fully as it's being told. And when doing that with, you know, you're in relationships or especially somebody that's not used to that in general, right? A ton of questions being asked.
Right.
Again, making sure that it's known, like I'm trying to get a full understanding. This is how I interpret things,
right?
I'm not, some people just default to trying to fill in the gaps and then other people make sure that they get the information for the gaps. And that's where the difference is at. So when those questions are being asked and you're seeing that that might be throwing somebody off, where they're kind of like, what are you, this is why. And I think being able to give that piece instead of just getting matching that energy of feeling offended back that they're offended that you're asking this stuff, making sure just to clarify that piece of like, this is why I'm asking. I just want to make sure to get it here.
Yeah.
And it's the idea of like the one of my favorite things in the world, bro, is going, having a question that pops up in my head at, let's say, midnight and I'm laying there and I'm curious as to like, how do you make clear, how do you make clear ice cubes or something dumb like that, right? Going, you can do your quick Google search, but a lot of times I'll go to Reddit and they've got a forum on there, a subreddit on there called Explain It Like I'm Five. So they'll take the most high level technical ideas and break this down to talking like it was a 5-year old.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it's not simple. It's just breaking it down into the simple forms. And that's how some people retain information. You have to start at this level, this ground level with those building blocks, and then you can build up from there. And so somebody asking those questions where you're giving them, you're talking to them and they may be having a conversation with you and they're dumping a lot of information at you, right? That's hitting at a high level. Now you want to try to break that down and understand you have the basic building blocks that the rest of this information that comes in makes more sense after you have those basics.
Right, right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And so just wanting to make sure that those are things that we're doing consistently.
It's got to be consistent, man. Like you said, the building blocks, I mean, you know, imagine an architect creating blueprints to build a building. Like, I mean, and if any one of these construction workers or tradesmen read that blueprint wrong and assume that he meant something different,
hey,
you know, it's gonna be a problem.
Hey,
you know, and so you got to look at your conversation as, you know, blueprints. Now you kind of got to know where you want this to go in the end, and you got to fill in the blanks. I mean, asking questions is extremely, extremely important part of communication, and it makes a lot of people uncomfortable. And the reason is because they don't understand how different people are, and they expect you to know already.
Right.
You know, so people get irritated by simple questions, not realizing that, no, I really wanted to know because I'm just not sure.
Right.
I know what you expect, or I know you think I should know, but it's just safer to just tell me. And then people don't really realize, to them, that's just, I shouldn't have to tell you this.
Right.
Yes, no, you should.
Hey, every time.
I'm not you, you know? And so... So that's why I communicate, you know, and, you know, and again, when I hang around people that don't really like in-depth communication, like I'm uneasy, you know, I'm uncomfortable and I get away from them as quick as possible. So at this moment, I really only consistently hang around people that are see the beauty and the purpose of in-depth information.
Right.
You know, we all relate and we all understand each other. And guess what? We don't have no problems.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because we know that how important information is.
Right.
And we're willing to give it and we're willing to accept it. And that's how you build real, genuine, healthy friendships and relationships.
Tell them again.
You know? Oh, again? But that's how you build genuine friendships and relationships. Is that how they do in the music when they cutting off? They say the line one more time.
Say, run it back.
Yeah, so.
Remix.
But yeah, so
shout out Mighty, shout out Ursula.
Mighty, what up, man? Mighty doing this thing with the Flex Movement. Appreciate my guy, man. Another guy that's definitely conscious in the energy aspect of things and doing. You know, Mighty knows why he's here, man.
Right.
You know, and you know, you gotta respect that. You know, so he ain't got no bad vibes to offer. You know, he ain't got no negativity to give you. All he got is creativity, hard work, push, and inspiration.
Right.
You know, and people mess with Mighty. They like him. They like what he do. He connecting with people. His energy is contagious, and then they want to work with him. You know, and that's how it goes, man.
It's a consistent. There's no variables.
Yeah, like you said, he is his brand, man. Who else on there? How do we see the rest of the questions, though? I heard the comments.
We down at the bottom.
That.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I'll go back to the top, man. There's somebody who said something at the top.
Rolling.
Alexis, what up with it? Hope you're still listening. A queen of B-Bat in the building.
Hey. Yeah, that's that run.
Yeah, this is tight.
Yeah.
Yeah, and for the listeners out there, so tap into our Facebook page, which is
Calculated Conversation Radio Show. It's a Facebook fan page, and this is where...
Oh, Nikki Brown watching from California.
Nikki, what up with it? We appreciate you. Okay, we crossing the states.
Hey, let me find out.
Anybody else from out of town watching her? Or is it just Nikki from Cali? You from L.A. or you from the Bay?
Right, the two. The North Southern? Or the South?
Yeah, you from the South. You from the South or you from the Northern? Tap into our Facebook page. This is where we're going to do our live stuff, because we feel like that it'll be a little bit more interactive and more engaging and fun if you guys can see us. And a lot of people been asking, like, we want to see you guys talk, not just hear it. You know, being nosy, but you know what I'm saying, it's good.
With the visuals.
Oh, she from SAC from 916.
Hey. I'm from the opposite. That's tight.
Oh, yeah. 619?
Yeah.
Yeah, Karen from Dago.
Hey. So, with that, I know we got like eight more minutes.
It's been a fun show, man. We love doing this.
Yeah.
So.
And I think, too, we're going to make sure, too, to build up with these next shows that are coming up, making sure to put content out that we have our questions. Mm-hmm. Make sure to have a couple questions put up that people can kind of interact with, so they can kind of think and process, you know, for a couple days before we get going.
Right.
And then we can jump on here, and I feel like we'll be able to build the interaction up through that.
Yeah. Yeah, so we taking Calculated Conversation to a, you know, sort of another movement, you know, more open, more fun. She a Portland native but live in Cali. Okay, that's what's up.
Hey.
Well, we miss you.
And this is something completely off, but just noticing lately, you've been doing a lot of stuff as far as the resurrection,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to touch on right quick. We're coming into the king of the fall time.
Mm-hmm.
What we got on the horizon as far as some gear we can get, be looking forward to?
Man, look forward to the Stacking Kicks tracksuits, man.
They're about to be so dope.
A lot of people been asking, and I didn't really know how I was going to make it happen. But I just started reaching out, and I started communicating, and, you know, I'm getting them done overseas. But, man, they look like a really good quality, man. I think people are going to love them, you know. You know, it's going to really put a lot of energy in Stacking Kicks. Be look out for the sweatsuits. Be on the lookout for the beanies, the hoodies. You know, the city's been, like, seriously supporting the brand. I'm in the Lloyd Center in Cultural Blends. I'm in the Closet PDX on 27th and Sandy.
Hey.
I'm in Top to Bottom in Salem, Top to Bottom in Southeast on 82nd, Foster. I'm in the Stacking Kicks headquarters off 33rd and Powell. You know, it's fun, man. I'm having a lot of fun, and you know, my family and friends are going in. They're seeing my stuff. They're seeing my stuff in the mall, and you know, I had to stop and think the other day. Like, to me, I'm just doing what I'm supposed to be doing. And obviously, I got so much more work to do in life that I try not to get, you know, too excited about what I've done already, right. You know, because I know it's kind of small compared to what I need to be doing. But, you know, just getting a chance to think about, like, my family and my aunties and stuff when they walk in the mall and they see their nephew's stuff and how that makes them feel. I never really considered that, you know, so they take pictures and stuff. And my auntie hit me. She's like, you know, I'm one proud auntie.
Hey.
You know what I mean? And I was like, dang, I guess I didn't realize, you know, that y'all would be proud of that. You know, I just thought I was doing what I was supposed to do. But it's cool to be able to make your family proud, you know.
Right.
You know, my grandma's always happy to talk about me. And, you know, my aunties in Portland and even the ones in L.A., they see me. They're proud, you know. So to be able to, you know, to rep your family well, you know, rep your family's last name and, you know, rep your mother and all the work she put in and you know, to really, you know, do a full 180, you know,
right.
In life from what I was supposed to be doing, what they thought I was going to do.
Because
back in the day, it's only one person that believed in me, and that was my mother.
Right.
Everybody else just kind of ripped me off, even the family, when I was going through my stuff and getting in trouble and, you know, in and out, going to jail when I was younger and all those things, bro. It's just like, they ripped me off for a while.
Ain't that,
you know,
crazy?
And my mom was like, nah, you special. You're going to be something special. You know what I'm saying? And I didn't believe her either. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But it's like, now it's like, it just feels cool to be able to rep my family the right way and have them be proud of something positive, you know, and the legacy is what is most important, you know?
just to make sure that, you know, the world know we was here and that we did some work and that things are a little bit different because we were here, you know, and realizing that time is not as extenuous as we think, you know, and never taking life for granted, you know. So I'm not taking life for granted right now. I'm keeping it simple. You know, I put a post up today talking about, hey, $20 belt, you know, $60 shoes. You know, and that's how I really dress. I mean, you know, I mean, every now and then, I mean, I got a little bit of the chain and the watch and stuff, but just as far as the clothes go, you know, I'm pretty simple, man. Right. Like, all my energy is external. I mean, internal. It's not external.
Right.
So I don't really have to flash or I don't have to wear the best stuff anymore. Yeah. You know, I don't have to drive the best vehicle anymore, you know. I just have to be me, and that's enough. You know,
there was a quote I remember, Chrissy, she actually passed it on to me. It was like, you know, life is short, but it's also wide.
Yep.
And that idea that it's a lot going on, you know, between point A and point Z. And one of the pieces you just pointed out in there, I just want to pull from it, that idea of you know, you, everybody may not be rooting for you.
Right.
That's, I think, something important for people who are trying to do something that's different than what was thought of what their path would be. And when that change starts happening and you're really pushing towards that, you're gonna confuse a lot of people. And some of those people don't know how to support. Some of those people are so rooted in what you, with their idea of who you are or who you were going to be was.
Or who you used to be.
Who you used to be. They're rooted in that. And the only thing that's going to necessarily sway that is once you've kind of hit you're close to the peak, once they can start seeing the other people reacting and following suit, right? That's when they start coming back around. Same way you talk about, I was written off in the neighborhood, written off. And it was like, you know, taking all that into account. I think about that often when I'm sitting around now sometimes. And be like, you know, hey. Y'all remember me? Y'all remember me? A lot of the parents, a lot of, you know, some of the family people, it's like, you know, I think that's something that we think kids don't be paying attention and listening, and you know, some of the older people be just talking, thinking they out of an earshot's way, but you capture that, and a lot of that stuff turned into fuel and fire. I think that's where, again, you pointed something out earlier about not being able to live in the moment. I know I'm not a person, I hit my goal and I can't live in that. Right, like staying in that moment, that's where people be popping in high school, and that one touchdown play that they did, they holding under that for 20 years. Right. Like, I'm not wired like that. That's over after that's over. What's the next thing? Right. And that's a way in which keeps me going and keeps me driving towards with this big thing. Once I can get to the point and be able to actually take care and pull other people onto this ship, because of course it ain't just about me, but it's me needing to get to here so I can make sure that I'm being able to spread the right information back down. But it's just interesting in looking at the parallels of who was there in the beginning, right? I know that, you know, my pops was an advocate for me. He, for the most part, supported. I always had a conversation, was able to have a conversation with him, you know, coming up, of what I was doing, good and bad, which I'm appreciative of having that outlet. Because even with the things that wasn't necessarily the best things I could be doing with my time and my energy and my intelligence, he always just gave me, if this is what you're going to do, pay attention to X, Y, Z, right? He never wrote me off.
Right.
One of those things that, you know, he's told me many a times, like even as a kid, him having conversations with my mother and being like, he's always going to figure a way.
Right.
This, I don't understand how, but he's gonna figure a way.
Right.
And that's I think something that's inherent in some of us.
Yeah.
We're gonna figure it out.
Yeah.
I talk about that being my superpower. I can figure it out. Give me a minute to give me a few books, give me the intranets, do some research. I can figure most things out.
Right.
It's not about having this look at me. Like some people have that, like just look at me, like I'm not doing it for any of the accolades, right? These are things that are in me. I can pick up on that even with you. It's these things that are in here. This is for me because I need to prove to myself this can be done. And then once it's done, what else can be done?
Right.
We can keep building on that, right? Now I got knowledge in all these areas. And again, it's just being able to spread that, push that back on down. But for all the people who didn't think, hey,
what's up? Here.
We made it.
Oh, you thought I was going to be dead in jail. No, but
didn't work out.
Yeah, I mean, I ain't gonna, you know, it's you know, I mean, I understand there's a normal, you know, pathway from people that come from where we from. And typically, you know, like Nipsey said, you know, every now and again, like one of us make it out that ain't supposed to make it out the matrix.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know, and
decoded the matrix.
Yes. Yeah, decoded the matrix. you know, and reminding us of our strength and our stolen greatness, you know, and we just coming to get it back, you know, and prove to ourselves, you know, mm-hmm. first of all, you know, in the world that, man, like, we can come from the toughest environments, you know, and still be intelligent, still be thoughtful, still be compassionate, still be loving, still be transparent.
We're going to make it look good, too.
You know, and still be us, you know, without changing. It's just growth, you know, still from the streets, you know, and I'm there almost every day. You know, it's no love lost, you know, just a matter of growth and people respect it, you know, and so... I gotta keep spreading the message, you know, like it's up to us to keep talking about this, you know, and so we can bring more people along, you know, to this wonderful love boat of awareness, you know, and individuality, so that you can actually shine and get where you're supposed to be in this world. And, you know, again, you'll see all the energy work for you. You know, you kick back and you see it watch. I mean, you see it work and you're like, wow.
Hey.
I mean, in disbelief how much good stuff been happening in my life, bro. I don't know what to think, you know, but, it's a marathon, you know, and as long as we in for the long run and there's no immediate gratification, I mean, I think we'll be fine, you know.
Tell them. So. Well, with that being said, we coming to the end of this episode. We thank y'all for joining in with us. For the people on the live, shout out y'all.
What up, Carly, Sonia?
Eritrea.
Hey. That's the homie right there.
So yeah, with that being said, we're gonna do this a lot more often. Davis, you know the rundown. Give him the
Oh places. Yeah. So now that we're gonna be doing live more often, just make sure, number one, you tap into our Facebook page, not our personal pages, but our Facebook page for Calculated Conversation Radio Show. And at Twitter, we at Calculated Talk. At IG, we at Calculated Conversation. At Gmail, we at calculatedconversation@gmail.com. We on iTunes, we on Google Play Store. Website is www.calculatedconversation.com. Is that it?
That's
yeah, I think that's it. We staying lit, so we appreciate you guys listening and those that's watching and tapping in, and you know, just stay tuned. You know, we're gonna keep talking about it until we, you know, create more of the same.
Calculated every day.
That's right.
Yo, man, it's a lot of brothers out there flaking and perpetrating but scared to kick reality.
Man, you've been doing all this dope producing. You ain't had a chance to show them what time it is.
So what you want me to do?
FM. This is KBOO Portland. Thank you.